four people talk about films they've seen recently. I went to see The Artist last weekend. It's a black and white silent film set in the 1920s and 30s. It's directed by Michael Hazanavicius and stars Jean Dujardin and Berenice Bejo. It won the Best Film Award at the Oscars, but I thought it was a bit boring, and I even dropped off a few times. I don't know, maybe I'm just too young to appreciate it. Basically, the film is about the relationship between a famous silent film actor and a young up-and-coming actress. It covers a period when silent films were starting to go out of fashion and were being gradually replaced by talkies or sound films. Personally, I wouldn't recommend it.
I went to see Batman, The Dark Knight Rises at the cinema just recently. It was amazing. The best Batman film ever, in my opinion. Christian Bale plays Batman and Tom Hardy plays Bane, the villain. The storyline is great, the dialogue is fantastic, and there are quite a few unexpected twists and turns. The film takes you back to Bane's childhood, and it explains why he's out to get Batman. In one scene, Bane has trapped Gotham's police force and is threatening to detonate a nuclear bomb. He's definitely the toughest villain Batman's ever had to face. The one thing I didn't like was that the film was a bit too long, nearly 3 hours.
I watched Meet the Parents on DVD last night. It's a really funny comedy starring Ben Stiller as Greg Fokker and Robert De Niro as Jack. Basically, Greg wants to marry Jack's daughter, and this is the first time he's met his in-laws. Greg is desperate to make a good impression, but he keeps saying and doing the wrong things. In one scene, he accidentally breaks the vase containing Jack's mother's ashes. In another, he smashes his fiancée's sister's nose during a game of volleyball. And in another, he manages to lose the family cat. No matter how hard he tries, he just can't get his future father-in-law to like him. I thought it was hilarious.
I went to see Skyfall last weekend. It's the latest film in the Bond series and stars Daniel Craig as James Bond and Javier Bardem as the villain and Bond's enemy. Bardem's character was an agent once, just like Bond, but he was betrayed and ended up being tortured and imprisoned. So, now he's out for revenge, particularly against his old boss, M, who's the head of the Secret Service. I liked the storyline. It was much more interesting than a typical action film. And the stunts are great. The opening scene is amazing, with Bond chasing an enemy agent through a train in Istanbul. They end up fighting on the roof as the train is hurtling along. Daniel Craig is fantastic as Bond. He's given the character a new edge. And anyway, it was about time they got rid of Pierce Brosnan,